So, we are up to Kuf Samach Sif Tes Zayin, but it kind of begins with Simon Yud Gimel, and I have what to, Sif Yud Gimel, I have what to add on to Sif Yud Gimel. So we learned Sif Yud Gimel last time. So if you go back in the Torah, what did we just say in the Torah side, and what was that about? There's a miyu lo asr Torah el ribis abba miyad lo v'lamalva. That the only prohibition is if you have ribis that goes from a lova to a malva, from the borrower to the lender. He's the one paying. Lefichach, yachol adam lomer l'chaveh, a person can say to their friend, heilach zuz v'halva asar dinar l'poni. Here, take this money. And you lend money to so-and-so. And only if he says it by himself without the assistance of other, and that was what we covered last time. So we discussed last time, Rabbi Reisman has a footnote here in the Laws of Rivas, that he says that this is an etza for Rabbanim to get out of this problem, that if you go to the Rabbi, first, you know, he says, offhand, it hasn't happened to me yet, but it seems to happen to him regularly, that somebody comes over and has a shaila about a deal that they're in and asks, you know, is this an issue of ribbis? And he says, yeah, it is. Well, now I got a problem because it's prohibited for me to pay the ribbis, but I'm already in the deal. And he's not going to, you know, the lender is not going to just say, oh, well, I didn't realize it was ribbis, so I'm not going to charge you anymore. So now I'm stuck. How do I pay that ribbis off? So he suggests that you can have, the rabbi can arrange for somebody else to pay off that ribbis. You could do that. And then you can also have the borrower later on pay back the person who paid it back. Now, you can't make him, and you can't say that that's the deal that I'm setting up. But he said that he personally, at the time, will sometimes, if it's a small amount, he'll just pay off the ribbis himself, or will ask somebody to pay off the ribbis and maybe, or maybe not, go back to the person later on and say, you know, there is, he'll tell the person, you know, rabbis have ways of taking care of these things, you know, and tell them, just pay back the principal and don't worry about the ribbis. So you could go ahead and do it that way. If it's a larger amount, so he'll say to the person, do you have anybody else? Do you know anybody that would be willing to kind of sponsor the ribbis without saying that he's going to, you know, you'll pay him back later. Just say, you know, yeah, I think my brother-in-law would be willing to do it. So you call the brother-in-law, you let him go ahead and pay it, and then a couple of months go by, you could say, you know, by the way, you really are allowed to give the person the money back and be able to do it that way. So
you're allowed to pay the brother-in-law back.
You are allowed, that's ribis mucharis, like a matana, so you're allowed to do that later on. So the so he pointed out, though, that that doesn't always, it kind of only works once, right? This you tell the person later on that you can pay, because you it was once he knows that it's he's supposed to, so it doesn't really work the second time. It kind of only works the first time. So he says he had a similar case in a different area of halacha. He said a boy once came over to him in the school in the Torah Vadas cafeteria, saying that you know, I was in the middle of eating, and someone told me I got a call on the payphone. So I didn't, without thinking, I just got up and picked up the payphone, and that was, I didn't have any kavana that I'm coming back. I didn't have kavana with the people that I'm sitting with. So now I'm coming back. Do I have to make another bracha? So as he said, Reisman said to him, well, you know, if you, that's a suffik brachos. That's really a suffik brachos that you have there. You really should stop. You really just shouldn't eat the rest of your meal. So he's like, really? Okay. He said, so that's it. You're just going to throw out the food, right? Yeah, I guess I'm just going to throw out the food. He said, okay, now you can go back to your seat to make another bracha. because now, whether or not you had whether you had das to end your meal when you went to the payphone, now you certainly had the das to end your meal, because I just told you to do it that way. So he said, the problem is, now the guy came to me a second time and had the same shaila again. So I told the guy, he said, listen, you know, the first time I was able to pull that little trick on you, but now I can't pull the trick on you. So now you really just have to throw out your food. There's really nothing I could do about it. So I said, all right, I guess you're right, I got to throw it out. I said, okay, well, now you can go. So that works twice. Beyond that, it doesn't really. I'm not sure you could get further than that, but that's with Sif Yud Gimel. So an extension of Sif Yud Gimel then shows up in Sif Tes Zayin. The how should we do this? I guess the Torah. The Torah says in Sif Tes Zayin, it says V'chein mutter l'adam shi'yomer l'chaveru helach zuz. So it would be permissible for a person to say to their friend, here, take this zuz. V'amr l'ploni shi'yilva limos. And say to so-and-so to lend me money. So I'm paying you. I'm paying a messenger. Well, sort of a messenger. I'm paying an independent character, right, to go and procure for me this loan, and I'm paying him to do so, right? So what's going to end up happening, even if this loan comes to me, an interest-free loan, I will end up paying more than I am actually collecting, right? So that's okay, because I'm not paying it to the lender, I'm paying it to other dude, right? However, I could even go to the children of the Malva, the children of the lender, and say to him, Yachalo Markin, Vahushi, hey, provided that guy is Gadol Ve'inu Somechal Shulchan Aviv, that he's old enough, he's not reliant on his father's table. Imhu Somechal Shulchan Aviv, Aser, right, the Chi'ilu Nostal Yadam Malva Dami. If he actually is somebody who is Somechal Shulchan Aviv, he still needs the assistance of his parent, however old that is, so then it is as if I'm giving the parent the money, and that would be problematic. But in theory, I could find somebody who's close to the Malva, pay him, give him money, right? Say, listen, procure for me this loan, get me the loan, it'll be an interest-free loan, and Shalom Al Yisrael, provided that this person is independent from the Malva, right?
And then he'll give the Malva the money.
No. Oh, well, right. Not, so far, no. So far, he's just the middle guy.
Right.
Okay? That's where we are so far. That's all the Torah says. You take a look at the Beis Yosef, you might have to go backwards to find the Beis Yosef. It's Beis Yosef, Tes Zayin Aleph.
Oh, bottom of the
footage. Right, so you got it. So, el ribis haba miyad lo velamalve. So, Allah asif samach tes. That's not samach tes, right? Kosev ha Mordechai. So, Mordechai says to me, Samze, not only that, based on this, hitir Rashi, she yomar Yisrael lechavero lo velimos. That a Yisrael could say to their friend, right, lend me money from that guy, from Ploni Yisrael, but ribis, with ribis. But God may be loha ribis, and you can also give him the ribis. Velo mitzar mishum deshlucho kamoso. Da'in shliach dvarav. And we don't have a problem because of him just being the shliach. There's no connection then between the person actually giving the ribis back to the original malve and me. And however, he concludes by saying, v'chasov she'in lefarsi madavar. However, you shouldn't publicize this too much, right, because this is quite a trick. Again, so what's going on here? So this again, let's just read this again slowly. Shuyomer Yisrael Chaver, the Jew will say to this friend, lend me money via so and so, Miploni Yisrael, Beribis, with Ribis, even saying the word Ribis. So you're getting the money from him. Vigam Tavi Loha Ribis, and you're also giving and you're giving me the money. So I'm what do we got? There's Reuven, Shimon and Levi. Right, Reuven is the low. Reuven's always the poor guy. That's the, right, and Shimon is. One time in Rosh Chodesh here, he used an example of Reuven and Shimon. So Reuven is the Reuven is the Lova and Shimon is the Malva. You know what? It's not fair. Why does Reuven always have to be the Lova? Let's switch it around this time. Why does Reuven always have to be poor? Let's switch it around. Oh, great, yeah. So Reuven is lending, is borrowing the money. So he finds Shimon and tells Shimon, hey, can you get me a loan from Levi? And we're willing to do, we could do it, you know, if it ends up being that he needs to get paid back more than he's giving me, we can work that out. How is he going to work it out? How does that work? Because what ends up happening here is that there's two different loans going on, right? Levi is giving the money to Shimon with the expectation that Shimon's going to pay him back. Shimon is giving the money to Reuven with the expectation that Reuven is going to pay Shimon back. However, the ribis is only owed to Levi. So when Reuven gives the money to Shimon with the ribis, he's not giving Shimon ribis, he's giving Shimon extra money to give to Levi, right? And when Levi is giving him the money back, he's not giving him ribis of his own loan, he's giving him ribis of someone else's loan. So that's love. That's ribis biyad acher, and says Rashi, that's mutter. Psh, quite a trick.
It says Yevans.
Can you do it one more time?
So what is Levi giving back? Levi is getting his money back after, because that's what you said.
Yeah, Levi's
getting his money.
Right. Reuven needs $100. He can't get $100 without having to shell out $110. Right? But it's a problem. It's a ribis issue. Right? But nobody wants to give him $100. Right. Why would you want to give him $100? So Reuven says to Shimon, hey, Shimon, can you give me the $100 from Levi? Even if it means that we need to pay him off a little bit extra at the end. Fine. Levi gives the money to Shimon, right, with the expectation that more will be coming from Reuven. But it's really just a loan to Shimon. So we're setting it up such that there's ribis biaracher from Reuven. So Shimon owes Levi $100 with the expectation that Reuven is going to pitch in the extra 10, right? So that's loan number one. Ribis biaracher, right? Reuven got somebody else paying the extra ribis. Now the second level is Shimon now gives the $100 to Reuven. Reuven pays back $100 to Shimon with an extra $10, but it's not for Shimon, it's for Levi. So therefore that's going back. And wait a second, is that money actually considered ribbis? Isn't he just the shliach to pay ribbis back to Shimon? No, ein shliach l'dvar aver. Ein shliach l'dvar aver, that cuts off the shlichus, and therefore the rebbe. So this is quoted as a tshuva from Rashi. So, and he says, and he writes, it sounds like, actually, I'm not sure who writes. I'm not sure if Rashi writes it or the Mordechai is writing it. So, but you shouldn't publicize this. So,
I thought ancient literature means, well, I ask you to kill so-and-so and you do it. You can't blame it on me. That's what I thought it meant.
You can't blame it on me. Okay.
Because you should know better.
Right.
So that's what I thought ancient literature meant. But here he's using it differently to say, well, if you did it, then it's not a...
Ein shliach l'dvar aveira cuts off the original, cuts off the shlichus. That's what we're saying it does. So there's a further question about ein shliach l'dvar aveira that plays into the whole heter mechira issue, which Rishach, whenever we used to talk about Shemitah and Shir, so this would always come up, that there's an achal, I forget which one says, which Ksos and Mesivus about it, whether ein shliach l'dvar, oh, sorry, it's not even Ksos, I think it's even the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef himself holds, I think, that... that ein shliach l'dvar aveira nullifies the entire deal. So part of the issue with the heter mechira is that everybody's selling their... same thing with mechiras chametz, right? Everybody goes to the rabbinate, says, here's my field. Will you sell my field for me on my behalf? So the rabbinate is, in effect, a shliach for the entire Jewish people. So then they go ahead and make a deal. The rabbinate is violating the issur of selling land, lo sechani. They're violating the prohibition of selling land in the land of Israel. Ein shliach l'dvar aveira. That means that the shlichus is hereby nullified, and therefore the sale doesn't even work. That was the taina, one of the tainas against. Now there's two ways of attacking that. You could attack it a by saying that it's not a violation of losachanim. It's only by losachanim is to
do business
is to give them a foothold in the land of Israel. It means many things. One of those prohibitions that have like six prohibitions connected to them. But one of them is the prohibition of selling land to non-Jews in the land of Israel. That's whatever prohibition that is. That's what it's based on. So if you assume that one way of defeating that is saying, well, losachani doesn't apply to selling land in these situations. Of course, well, it's not in their interest; it's in our interest, right? And so if it helps us, it's not a violation of losachani. That's one of the mahalchim. The other way of attacking it is saying it's not a real application of ein shliach l'dvar aveira. Ein shliach l'dvar aveira just means that the prohibition doesn't go back to the first guy, but it doesn't mean that the deal didn't happen. Right? It could be that the deal happens. So both of those assertions are subject to dispute. But this isn't really that issue. This is just we're cutting off the relationship between when there's an aveira involved. We're cutting off the relationship between the mishaleach and the shliach.
So who would be the shliach here? Shimon.
Shimon was the go between.
The aveira would be that he's giving money.
If you're going to say that it's Reuven is giving the money to Shimon, to Levi, I mean, so then it would get cut off with the Shimon with the Shimon in the middle. Now, one is not permitted to just we could do that all the time. Why do we need Shimon to set up the deal, right? Why don't we have this already in the first place, right? And just say I'll take a loan from Levi. Reuven takes a loan from Levi. Oh, and have somebody else bring the check in on the ribbis, right? So that's not going to work. The only reason it works here is because we're creating a situation of ribbis al yedei acher. That there's a third party that was the one who's paying the ribbis. That and therefore it's not between the malv and the lova. And that's perhaps Rashi suggests it's mutter. Now the Beis Yosef goes on to say that he thinks it's not right. You're dreaming. Right? He says v'chasav maharik b'shorish yitzayin sheim shliach Reuven shalom idas mishalcho halove. That if Reuven was sent, sheim shliach Reuven shalom idas mishalcho halove l'shimon v'katzatimo ribis. What is this? Mishabed Shimon l'Reuven b'ksav yado. Afilu Rashi Asa. So Marik first starts off by saying that if Reuven set it up, Shalom Midas Mishalcho Halove, L'Shimon, that if Shimon set this up on his own, meaning if Reuven hadn't gotten the ball started, and Shimon goes and sets this up on his own, says to Levi, listen, give me 100, I'll give you 110 back, and then I'll be lending it to Reuven. In the meantime, that doesn't work. The only reason it works is because there's a non-direct person here, because there's Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven and Levi never actually talk to each other. But if Shimon sets up the whole deal, including the ribbis responsibility, and he's the one that's responsible to pay the ribbis responsibility, so guess what you have here? As altruistic as Shimon might be that he's really doing this on Reuven's behalf, he set up a ribbis loan for himself, right? So that would therefore be prohibited.
Simpler. It's not a big. It doesn't seem like a real issue because he's actually paying the ribbis. Shimon's actually paying the ribbis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, and that's why it'd be problematic. Yes. So, okay. So even Afilu Rashi Oser, even Rashi would say that's a problem. Im kiblu chayv lahachzir lo mishum dechivan shenishtabid halove lemalva b'shtar sheish pro ribbis miyad love lemalva kriinim bay o mishas ksivas hashtar avdei. You'd have to give the money back. You wouldn't be able to get off the ground. You wouldn't be able to even involve Reuven at all because as soon as it's written, you're already in violation of this problem, and you got to get rid of it. Okay, fine. Vav yodeya she'ein das shum echad mei aposkin shavol das Rashi. Somebody says whoever says, but you got to realize nobody else in the world holds like Rashi. Dilchuli alma. Everybody says that it would be ribbis. As the Torah would say soon, which is probably referring to Sift HaZayin here, which is what we learned, that is only if the third party is not involved at all. You also wouldn't be able to take it back from the lova. V'chasvu kein har be'aposkin v'gam edin Yisrael halova beribus ayde goy v'goy halova ayde Yisrael. That we'll learn later on. That having a goy as a middleman is not going to help you. V'lachein aser lahakel b'kach klal v'ikr. You're not allowed to be maker like this at all. U'mash meli shelo hitir Rashi devarzei says the truth is I don't even think Rashi permitted this at all. Ela is a talmid toa. One of his talmidim made some kind of mistake. Kasu v'tala atzmo b'ilam gadol. They hung themselves on this big tree. I'm not sure if he means that positive or negative. but either way, he thinks that Rashi would never even said this.
He's talking about the original scenario that you painted.
That Rashi permitted, the Beis Yosef says it can't possibly be. The Rashi would have permitted this. So if you look at the Darkei Moshe, so the Darkei Moshe says, you know, he says no way. Rama says yes way. He says Vani Omer Darius Beis Yosef Einan Rias Litchosiv Rashi. The Beis Yosef didn't dig up. There was no raya. There was no proof that the Beis Yosef brought that really beats out the word of Rashi. The Masha Kasav Rabbeinu Vegam Lo Yachzer. That which he says Vegam Lo Yachzer Vichenu Me'alove that you can't go back and take from the Lova. V'shekin Kasav Harbe Poskim Zuha Raya Eni Maki. I don't understand that. The Chol Poskim Lo Dibru Ela Kashal Lova Lova Ba'atzmo. That case that the Torah was talking about that he can't go and find somebody else to pay be the middleman. Right. That's only talking about when he's loaning buying getting the money via himself from the Malva, and then it's only talking about how to get back to the Malva. That's when it's not allowed. Ela Shah Shliach Lo Sena Ribbis. You're just giving the Shliach Ribbis, and that's Asur. But Zeb Shita the Asur Kavosh Kasafti B'Shem Mordechai. And that which also he writes later on, also is not a proof, as we'll say later on. Okay, we'll get to there one day. We call Malcolm Tov Lahachar, but yet it's still good to be Machmer, Shul Lassos, Meisel Chachil, Kachuvas Rash, Vechin Pasak Bin Yamin Zev. That it's still better to be Machmer and not to rely on this Shita of Rashi. Okay, so that's where I got the tour, Beis Yosef Ramah. So how do we Paskin in Shulchan Aruch? So Yeah, that if you just give the if I owe somebody a ribbis, if you lend me money and I'll give you the $100 you lend me, and then I give someone else the $10 to give you, right? That would then be a problem. It was a direct loan to me. So here I'm just having a shliach pay you back my ribbis. Right? As opposed to the case that Rashi was describing, that there's no way to trace that ribbis to back to anything else other than my loans. Even if we say ain shliach d'var avera, it's still my loan I'm paying back. The scenario that Rashi set up with his chiddush was that you could break it up into two different loans. Such that, and then if you're paying through those two loans, so then you would say ein shliach d'var avera, and that would be mutter. I think that's what he held. So if we take a look at the Shulchan Aruch itself in Simon Kuf Samach Sift Hazayin. So he says there, mutter lomer lechaveru helich zuz v'amr leploni shelvani. It's mutter to say to your friend, here, take the zuz, and say to him to lend me money. Right, so I'm paying a agent. V'afilu leben hamalve mutter lomer kein. Right, v'hu sheyehe gadol ve'enu somech al shulchanav. Right, so that far the mechaber is willing to buy. Right, continues the Ramah. And yeshurim the asur lemalve likach mi mekabel ze hazuz. He says, however, he says technically speaking, the malva could actually, the agent could give that money to the malva, right? Technically, it's his money now, right? So he could technically give it to the malva and say, oh, by the way, you know, for giving him this loan, here's a $5 present. It's, you know, it's biyad acher. So technically, that was mutter. So the Rama says, no, that already is too close for comfort. We don't want that going on. That's a that seems like haramus ribis, right? That yavo laharim, that will lead to ways getting around ribis, right? So yesh omrim, the mutterli Yisrael lomer lechavero Yisrael leich v'havali mos miploni Yisrael. So some say it's permissible to say to a Jew, say to so and so a Jew, leich v'havali mos, go and lend me money miploni Yisrael beribis, with ribis. And then I can give the money back to the shliach, lavil, to bring to him. Because the prohibition is only when it's from lova to the malva. And that's not what's going on here. Vashliach eino oseh shum isra, shliach's not doing anything wrong. Thy ribis lavdi day. It was not his ribis. And therefore it would be okay. And if you're concerned about shlichus, nah. Ain shliach hadvar avera. There's no shliach hadvar avera, and therefore it's okay, right? As we've explained. Ve'ain lefarsim hadavar mifnei am haaretz. But don't tell anybody. Don't tell the am haaretz. Don't talk about this in front of amei haaretzim. So, I came across this really in a different context in first seder, and somebody walked by. So we were learning ribbis. It says your job is to figure out how to matter ribbis so that we could all make loans with ribbis and not have to worry about this stuff anymore. I said, oh, we actually just learned how. He said, oh, really? How? We can't tell you. So that's what I want to say. Sorry. So it actually worked out perfectly when we were learning this.
Well, that implies he's an Amar
Haaretz. So, Iker. Right, afalgav diyish mafakvikin. There are those that complain. Behetir zev machbirim laaser, and there are those machbir that are aser. Diyish lismuch alav leisatzer. You can be sumich on this when entirely necessary. I didn't see Rabbi Reisman discuss a case where he would actually be make a like this. Maybe some kind of usefulness in some other din, but I don't know about. I can't see anybody really relying on this. This is Mikol Makom Yim Halove Kibel Hamos. If the Love got the money, Ba'atzmo Min Hamalve. Raksha Shuleach lo haribis, but he just sent him the ribis, that of course would be a problem. About Imshliach Hamalve Halove Lilove ribis, Hilva Lilove ribis, if the Malve sent a loan to the Love with ribis, for us a star al shame Hamalve, and he did a star that way, Havakilu Halova lo Hamalve, it's as if the Malve is lending the money himself, and that would be Aser, Afilu Asa Ashliach, and they do the Shliach, Shtek, Velo Das Mishalcho, Ta Ashtar Avid La Iker Halova Halva, Vuhu Nechtav Al Shem Hamalve. Because once you have the star written, so that kind of, ends it. Fine. The Shach.
I kind of lost the last one.
The last one is, if there's anything that indicates that it's part of one deal, so then it's a problem. So he says, if the money goes directly from the malva to the lova, so that's going to be, that indicates that, you know, this is all just a rama, etc. He says, and if you have a star that's written that has the name of the malva as the malva, and you know, that has Reuven as the lova and Levi as the malva, so that also, the jig is up, and you would be able to do that. Right. When you have a paper trail, it's a problem. We'll just conclude here, the shach here, because I haven't... Ever since we've talked about this in this year a few times, we've come across a few halacha ve'in morin kains over the years, right? So the shachir, and I've never really found anybody to really deal with it. The shachir actually touches on the issue a little bit, not much, but here, but the shach towards the end of chaf beis, it's pretty long. So the last quarter, I would say, he says umashe kasev.
Wait a second, because it spans two pages.
Oh,
so you're.
I think it's on Chesh. It says, right, Ha ha deim. That's how it starts. There's a period, and it says, Masha Kasav, Ha ha deim mefarsin hadavar.
Okay. Shalolafar Samadavar. Mipnamarit Shalol Yavo Lahakel Lazals. He's also Yota. Yeah. So the period may be on the. Yep.
Yeah, Shere HaTorah, something Nasna, but Pumbe Nasna, Lav Milsihi. I'm not sure what that means.
It's on the previous page.
The Chai Gavna Eshkechan Tuvi, we find many times, Shemin HaTorah Mutter, Ela Shechazal Tzavu, you got it? Shalo Lefarsim Hadavar. Why? Bifnei Ama'aretz. Why? Shalo Yavohu Nikal Vizalzel Yoser. Because we're afraid that they would be come to be Makil and be Mazalza and go even worse. That if you, as long as you say Kriya Shema in the morning and the evening, you fulfill the psukim of Lo Yamush Torah Hazem Epicha. That Torah will never leave your lips. If you shouldn't say that, because then people will say, all right, well, that's all I'll do, and I won't learn anymore. That they won't say that Kriya Shema is enough, and they won't teach their children Torah. We had an example there about a non-Jew touching the wine, shalom b'kavana, that really meikar din it's mutter, but we don't, now in Farsi midbos, we just don't want them anywhere near our wine. That was the quoted at the very end of the Darkei Moshe. Because we shouldn't do it. That but if it wasn't for Eisat Tzorach, we shouldn't do it because we don't want to publicize it. And then I saw the Bach, Shugam Hu Hichsik Psak Harav, Vachasav Dahachim Aktinam. Then I saw the Bach, who seemed to say that it's okay, and that's how we paskened. So what is he saying there? He's saying, oh, but really maybe this is okay, not okay. I don't know. I think Lemaisa, Reisman doesn't even quote in the Green Book. And I would only do something like this, exercise caution when attempting to use such a kula. All right, let's stop here. Next week is the Heter for Tamidi Chachamim. There seems to be some leniency for Tamidi Chachamim to...